From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials are calling for people to be wary of moose after investigating two separate incidents this month in which three people were injured. It's the season in which elk, deer, and other wild animals are rearing their young, which increases the chances for an incident. State parks officials are also once again asking boaters to inspect their watercraft for invasive mussels. Zebra and quagga mussels are not in Colorado's waters, but the invasive species continues to spread in neighboring states, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the number of boats seen with the mussels continues to increase. Elizabeth Brown with the agency says they're a problem because they eat the base of the aquatic food chain.
They can filter that water and take that base of the food web out at an alarming rate, which then there's no food for the small fishies and then there's no food for the big fishies. So it basically can impact that food web from the bottom up.
Colorado law says boaters must clean, drain, and dry their boats before entering and when leaving any lake or reservoir. And Colorado Springs is set to host the first stage of the new Colorado Classic Bicycle Road Race. Cyclists will travel nearly 100 miles, racing six laps through a course from downtown to Garden of the Gods. The race starts August 10th and wraps up 3 days later in Denver. The last major cycling race to pass through Colorado Springs was the USA Pro Challenge, which ended after 2015's race. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.